This is a podcast from WGBH Radio Boston. Hear more at wgbh.org/classical.
Hello, podcast listeners. I'm Michelle Sweet, producer of Classical Connections. Gustavo Dudamel and the Simón Bolívar Youth Orchestra are the highest profile examples we've seen of the success of El Sistema, the system that's literally been transforming the lives of thousands of poor kids living in Venezuela by teaching them how to play classical music. This week on Classical Connections, we're going to take a look at what New England Conservatory has been doing to try and recreate the sort of success El Sistema has had in Venezuela here in Massachusetts.
In Venezuela, they took the gangs off the streets and they turned them into gangs of musicians called ensembles and orchestras.
Tony Woodcock is president of New England Conservatory of Music.
And in doing that, they gave them a particular discipline. They gave them personal esteem, which had the effect of transforming dysfunctional societies and dysfunctional families into something which worked, which communicated, which had consonance, which has helped to transform that society and make it far, far more creative.
Today, the Simón Bolívar Youth Orchestra, under their dynamic director Gustavo Dudamel, represent just some of the thousands of kids whose lives have been turned around by El Sistema.
Gustavo is amazing. You know, everything that he is hyped to be, he is, in my opinion.
Josh Weilerstein, a violinist and student at New England Conservatory, knows firsthand because he had the opportunity to perform with the Simón Bolívar Youth Orchestra, first as a soloist, but then by invitation as a member of the orchestra on their U.S. tour through Los Angeles, San Francisco, New York, and Boston.
In the orchestra, every single one of them is committed as if they're a soloist, though their entire goal is to be unified.
And Josh was talking about the energy on stage with the Simón Bolívar Orchestra. I experienced that.
New England Conservatory President Tony Woodcock addressed the youth orchestra when they came to perform at Symphony Hall in Boston.
They were rehearsing, and you could feel like a tsunami in the room just overcoming you. So that's something that we can learn from. I think that this amazing system, this amazing development in the developing world of Venezuela can teach the developed world a huge amount.
All this attention-grabbing music-making is, in fact, a byproduct of their original plan.
If you ask any person involved with El Sistema, they'll say it's primarily a social action movement, a social development movement.
New England Conservatory Dean Mark Churchill.
On the other hand, it uses the highest goals and standards of really classical music education to achieve that social development. It's been said often also that all the children who participate, now over 300,000 right today, don't realize they're in a social development program. They just think they're in a music program and they're striving to be the best musicians they can be. And that, I think, is the big secret.
Mark Churchill caught on to what was brewing in Venezuela nearly a decade before the superstars like Dudamel began hitting the headlines.
I first became aware of El Sistema in the mid-90s, and we actually started to build a relationship with it in the late 90s.
That was when Churchill met José Antonio Abreu, the true driving force behind El Sistema. Dr. Abreu's background as an economist and politician, as well as a musician, gave him a unique vantage point from which he conceived a way to build his monumental project.
He gathered together a famous 11 musicians in a parking garage for the first rehearsal of his youth orchestra 34 years ago, and addressed them, and I've heard this from several of them who were there, and said, "We are beginning something today that will change the course of Venezuelan history." They thought he was either a great visionary or totally nuts.
We now know that Dr. Abreu was a visionary. He has already changed the course of Venezuelan history, and his vision is finding its way to cities around the world, like the one taking shape at New England Conservatory. NEC's partners, the Boston Arts Academy, the Community Music School, and the Charter Lab School, are now in place to become Boston's new centers for intensive teaching in an after-school setting.
We are at the earliest stage.
Tony Woodcock.
We've come through the conceptual planning, and now we're into actually planning and trying to execute this. So by the fall of next year, we'll have the beginnings of our program in Boston, and we'll have the beginnings of what we want to achieve in what we're referring to as El Sistema USA. We want to make a difference in every single community. We want to touch the lives of people who would not normally take a look at the power of classical music. And we need to raise a lot of money as well. But my word, the return on this particular investment would be really extraordinary.
I'm Kathy Fuller for Classical Connections.
Classical Connections is made possible by an NEA American Masterpieces grant through the Massachusetts Cultural Council. WGBH Radio has another great podcast featuring live performances from our Fraser Performance Studio. It's called Classical to Go. You can visit wgbh.org/classical to subscribe to that and to see all of WGBH Radio's other classical music offerings. That's at wgbh.org/classical and look for Classical to Go. Thanks for listening.